Hey, everyone. Welcome to The Boundless Show. This is Lisa Anderson. Similar to last week, this week's show is sponsored by the book Making Love Last by Laura Taggart. Again, 20% of marriages end within 5 years, but you can learn how to divorce-proof your marriage. Whether you are dating someone or you are already engaged, this will be great insight for you. All right. Well, later on in the show, we have Joshua Rogers here. Very excited to have him to answer a question about dating someone younger. What are the parameters around that? In fact, it's kind of an amalgamation, I'm going to use that word, of two different questions we received that we're going to answer both of them in one fell swoop. So it'll be kind of unique, kind of fun. But JR will be here for that. Then for our culture segment, the fabulous Trevin Wax is here. He is the author of This Is Our Time, and we're going to be breaking it down with him with insights he has on effectiveness in ministry and calling and what it looks like to really be right where we are at this time and in this place. Okay, for our roundtable, though, here we have Jake, Nathan, and Ashley. Hey, guys.
Hi.
To talk about all things 20s, 20-somethings, the decade of your 20s, being 20, 21, 22, or you
feeling
know what, quite
22?
Frankly, not
feeling
being 22. In your 20s anymore, and what you want to tell people about that decade who still are. So I feel like we have to qualify this by saying that the guys in the room are the youngsters. Both Jake and Nathan still
yeah,
in
are.
Their 20s.
Yep.
Yeah, whatever.
But I'm not Grandmother Willow from Pocahontas, I promise.
But Ashley is just, you're just out of the 20s. Just.
Yes, I'm starting the race. Yeah. I don't know.
You're not far out. And then I'll be Grandmother Willow. I'll be. I will take on that role because I have all
Sing
kinds of insights.
Sing us a song,
insights.
Grandmother Willow.
I have all kinds of insights for all of you. Okay, so let's talk about, first off, some of us have to reach back further than others because, Nathan, how old are you?
I'm 21.
Oh, my goodness. He's the youngest here. He's one of our interns this summer. He's fabulous. But let's talk about looking into our 20s. What were our lofty dreams and ideals? What did we think of? As you were 18, 19 years old, finishing out high school, whether or not you had even decided you were going to college or what that looked like, what did you think of when you thought of the 20s?
Well, my lifelong dream shattered when I was 19 and a half years old and I finally realized I wasn't going to make it into the NFL.
Oh, my goodness.
I really aspired to go there. I was a couple of D1 colleges looking at me and I thought I could make it and found out I wasn't as big and tall and strong and fast and as nearly as good as I thought. Mm-hmm. And so the 20s ended up looking a lot different for me than what I thought would be an illustrious NFL career. Hmm. Well, you guys are looking at me like that's a joke. I'm dead serious, people. I had NFL aspirations. I did.
So follow-up question to that. Yeah. Did people encourage that? Did people really say you can make it in the NFL? Or were you just kind of like, no, seriously, I don't care what anyone thinks. I'm going to do it.
Yeah, no, there wasn't anybody around me that thought I could probably make it there. They thought maybe I could play Division I football.
Okay.
And when that fell through, that was kind of when I first had that realization that, oh, okay. This everybody else was probably right when they weren't affirming my aspirations.
Okay, so had you at that point, did you have a backup plan or were you pretty much just like, now what do I do?
Like, I mean, I knew I was going to go to college to get a degree. That was pounded into my head.
Okay.
I was going to do wherever I went and played football, I was going to do all 4 years and get a degree and do something. But I didn't know what that something would be.
Okay. All right. Nathan, how about you?
You
only have to go back a few
years.
Yeah,
I only have to go back, 1, 2, 3 years. I wasn't sure whether I wanted to go to college. I mean, my parents were definitely like, you're going to college. but in my head, I'm thinking, I don't know if I want to go. I used to be very just, I like my comfortable zone, and I like being in here, and I don't want to, go out, and, gap year doesn't sound too bad. I really didn't know what I was expecting. I wanted my friends to stay the same. I wanted my just connections to stay the same. I wanted everything to just be at old times and just everything be the same. And then got to college and had a little bit of a kind of self-discovery journey, I guess it was, through freshman and sophomore year of things are not going to be the same through any kind of phase in your life, and that's okay.
Yeah. That's so funny. That just gave me a flashback because I remember doing that coming out of high school, mm-hmm. and I went away halfway across the country to go to school, and I actually had the year after me, one of my friends followed me out there. So we mm-hmm. thought it was going to be all about old times and stuff, and she did a year at my school and was like, I don't want to do this, so she just left and went somewhere else, and then I was like, I've been abandoned. Now I just have to make new friends. So it was kind of jarring.
I thought the exact same thing in that I thought once I finished college, I would either come back and we would all still spend time together and be like old times and the life would be like a TV show, mm-hmm. whatever that looked like. And I will say it was probably sophomore year of college that I got a little bit of a sense that we really were on very different paths.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, so true. So true. So Nathan, just to circle back to you again, whether, you know, a couple years ago or even now, like, do you see your 20s as you're kind of just, it's your time to figure things out? Or are you going to think that you're going to have, you're going to use this decade to, like, do you have big goals, big dreams? Or are you kind of like, oh, I got all the time in the world?
I don't know. I don't think I have all the time in the world, but I definitely have a new perspective on growing spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and physically. I have a lot of growing to do. As a Christian, as a human, just a lot. I have at least a little bit of life ahead of me. I don't know how long I have, but I have something in front of me, and I hope to use that to at least grow. And then career-wise, you know, wherever I end up, wherever God wants me to go, hopefully I will figure that out before I graduate. And,
okay, so I'm going to come back to you. You have to think about this before I circle back to you. I want to ask you what you are thinking of. What are you going to put in place to ensure that you are growing in those different areas? So think about that. Meanwhile, old Ashley and Lisa, and then
decrepit golden girl,
only getting there, Jake. Let's talk about some of our misconceptions about the 20s. Like, what are some things? Let's start treading into this space, because I think there's some value in casting a realistic vision, especially for younger 20-somethings or whatever, as to, and not just younger 20-somethings, but now those in their 30s and beyond even, what are ways that we can recalibrate off of some of the expectations or some of the dashed dreams of our 20s or whatever? Because it's not, you don't just turn 30 and your life is over and whatever you didn't accomplish in your 20s, you're just done. You may feel like that, but it's not necessarily true. So what... you know, Jake, you mentioned like you clearly had to choose to make a life turn. You know, Ashley, you and I know have a lot of expectations that we're just like, meh, not. But let's start talking around some of those themes a little bit.
The first one that always still comes to my mind, and maybe this will be every decade of my life, is I really thought I would start to feel like an adult in my 20s, and I thought maybe 21, maybe 25, maybe 27. I'm still waiting. And so I'm still waiting for that moment when I feel like an adult. I still feel like a kid that's just allowed to be in the adult world.
Okay.
Even and that's, you know, that's coming from somebody who's married and has kids and has graduated from college and has a full-time job and a mortgage.
So what are you actually looking for? What do you think that, what do you need to feel like an adult?
I just thought, I guess I'd have this sense that I would have it figured out more, you know, that I would feel more competent at all these things before I actually was handed them. Like, I don't know. I thought I would be I felt like I'd have some level of expertise before somebody allowed me to have a huge mortgage loan or to have children in my house or a wife or things like that. And all of these things, you know, I have, and I'm like, I'm not a subject matter expert. I'm figuring this out.
Well, it's funny because just 2 weeks ago we talked about adulting on the show and actually talked about how in our grandparents' generation, these things just happened. You just took on adulthood and there wasn't this whole process of it. But yeah.
The other thing, though, I realized a little bit later on, but very similar to what you're talking about, I thought that everything just built on one another. Everything was incremental and you were just gaining capital. Or I actually heard somebody say putting those tools in the tool belt. Mm-hmm. And there came a point, and it was actually toward the end of my 20s, where I realized that it's more of a roller coaster than that, that you could be on top in anything, whether it be your health. I had friends that at 29 were diagnosed with cancer, or then people at 28 and 29 losing their jobs and choosing different careers. Then I also had different situations in case in point for me having to do with my faith, in that here I was thinking, wow, I've made a lot of treadway, if you will, in really connecting with the Lord and getting involved in a lot of different Bible studies and learning more. And I graduated from Christian colleges. So to see that here I am grappling with what faith looks like for me going into my 30s, it wasn't what I had imagined. And so I had to really anchor down and really figure that out. But I wish I had known that a little bit before.
Yeah. I think there's this assumption, and some of it might be, you know, that dreaded and way overused entitlement mentality for millennials or whatever. But it's like what you're saying, Ashley, about almost like going through the decades is like being in the military. Like if you just put in your time, you're going to get your promotion, you're going to get your, and you find that's not true. I mean, you find that you're in any number of areas of life, whether it's your career, relationships, dating, whatever, you're like in sales. I mean, you're like trying to get that next thing, figure out, you know, how are you going to hone your skills? What does it look like? I mean, so it is, it's really it can be an exhausting thing, and it trends towards certain people with certain skill sets and certain personalities and certain, you can feel like the underdog in a lot of areas.
And we're seeing, even in terms of relationships, we're seeing a situation where someone may have the relationship and they may have the dream house and dream everything, and it's not a guarantee. Mm-hmm. And there's still,
there's no formula for getting
no,
it.
No, there's still that work that needs to be done that put, mm-hmm. that we all have to take into account, that just because you attain something doesn't mean that you have it for life. And I didn't think that all the time, but I think that's when it came to my faith, I struggled the hardest because I took that one for granted the most.
Yeah. I think I was very much in the space too of, I've described my 20s as being, you know, alternately, sometimes I say tumultuous, sometimes I say a vast wasteland, because it really did take me a long time to figure out what I was doing. I had grand assumptions that I was going to just be doing, especially career-wise, something amazing right out the gate. And I had to earn my stripes. I had to fail. I did a lot of really cool things and I did a lot of really lame things, but they all played into my experience. And it wasn't this straight, you know, kind of planed trajectory into something great. I mean, I went, you know, and then climbed a couple steps, fell back one.
In my 20s, I thought I knew everything. In my 30s, I knew I didn't.
Yeah, there is a lot of truth to that as well. So how, are there any times in your 20s where you have or had to recalibrate and you realize that in doing that or in changing directions or trying something new, taking a risk, you actually did gain some ground and learn something, just some lessons learned on that front?
Yeah, I am, you know, the job I'm in now, I actually started with a completely different title. It had very little to do with social media. You know, I'm a social media manager now. That didn't exist as a position. I was like a web management specialist. Nobody, including my boss, knew exactly what that was supposed to be. I almost didn't take the job because of that. I was terrified that, okay, they don't know exactly what this job is supposed to be. I don't know exactly what this job is supposed to be. I'm going to get fired because I'm going to upset somebody. But I took the leap of faith and you know, did the grind and failed, you know, had some pretty painful moments, some pretty stressed out, anxious moments, but it, you know, putting your time in that way, you know, allowed me to grow into something that didn't exist before. So that was one way for me.
I mean, to chime in, even though it's only been about 2 years. So about sophomore year, I think it was. So just, you know, these past 2 years, I placed a lot of weight on myself academically. A little bit of that came from my parents and a little bit of that came from me. I was very driven to, you know, do the best that in anything you do. You know, you want to at least know you tried your hardest. And for me, trying your hardest was also getting good results, which sometimes is the case, sometimes isn't. But I had to learn that lesson. And through high school, I would stress out a lot. And then in freshman year of college, I overbooked myself doing a lot of different programs at Azusa Pacific, and I thought I could handle it, and just through a lot of different episodes started to slowly realize I couldn't. And it was community, which is a huge key word at our school, and It was community that really, really helped me thrive and really pushed me through the stress and really helped me kind of get my life a little bit together, at least. And I started to realize how in life, you know, we want to do well in our jobs and academically, and that's a good thing, you know, that's not bad, but I started to realize how much weight I was putting on academics and work rather than putting that into relationships and investing in others, and realizing how, like, wow, life is actually kind of short, and like putting too much weight into one thing is just not a good balance. And mm-hmm. trying to figure out a little more of a balanced lifestyle while I'm in college has been a really interesting journey.
Yeah, that's good. And so circling back to my question to you about before, yeah. like getting through this decade, what things do you think you need to put in place or things that you have to be intentional about to really gain some ground?
Intentional community within church, definitely. Mm-hmm. Intentional community within... I love playing Ultimate Frisbee and I love just sports in general. And so making sure I am engaging with different communities in Ultimate, in the church, making sure that there are people in my life to help me when I'm struggling emotionally, when I'm struggling mentally. Really the way that I can get through things is if I have these people to talk to. College has really helped me with that. I'm really building these great relationships. I still have a few from back home in high school, which is really great. Some of those really deep rooted relationships as well, that are still, you know, they're still holding on. So, mm-hmm. Making sure, you know, community is there is going to be my, probably my number one priority.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Okay, let's go back to a couple things that we wish we'd known or done in our 20s. Just straight up things that either you wasted too much time doing and you realized that was really dumb. Either you just frittered away time or it was something you thought was important and now you realize, yeah, no, that wasn't a big deal. Or just things that you wish you had done or put more time into.
I wasted a terrible amount of time comparing myself to others and trying to see where my life looked like in terms of somebody else's. Mm-hmm. And if I had just stopped doing that and stayed on the path that was planned for me, I probably would have, I'm not saying I would have been farther along in the path, but I think I would have had a lot more peace. And I wish I would have put the blinders on and not looked at what other people were doing.
Yeah. I think too, I mean, especially, you know, being a decade beyond, now looking back and seeing my friends chronicle, my friends are no longer just having kids. My friends' kids are doing things like they are in high school. Like my college roommate got married when we were in college. So super youngster, started having kids right away. And I'm like, I mean, this is like where I would feel like my peers, older siblings or like parents would be. And I'm like, oh my word, this is my world. These are like my peers. So that gets to be crazy comparison.
My
too.
Friend's kids are going into junior high starting this year. Oh. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
Please don't tell me that.
Yeah, it's weird. Because again, you think we have this idea in our head that like, oh, you know, 30 something, you know, it's still young. You're just getting started. You think of totally like toddlers, but nope, not necessarily.
Yeah, well, I think there's a lot of value in hustling in your career and in school and work and all that. I wish I would have, and I still have a little bit of time to do this and I need to get better at it, but I wish I would have put better boundaries in between myself and my work. That's something I'm still struggling with right now, my personal life and my work life.
You can make it to your 30s and still be doing it too.
Still be doing that.
Yeah.
But I'd like to figure that out now, you know, because I guess what I've realized is how easily those boundaries start to blur and creep, mm-hmm. and for good, with good intentions, but that end up being negative both for me personally and for my work.
And the yeah. more you do it, the more they expect you to do it,
right.
and then it becomes commonplace, and then you don't have a boundary there. And
yeah,
then
it's like when
you're 39 and you're like, "What happened to my life? I've
right,
been
where
my
is it?
Job."
And it's like, you know, it's like you joke about, "Hey, don't be too all in your relationship and ooey gooey and sending the flowers and doing all these fancy things really early in the relationship because you can't maintain that for the long haul, and you're going to set yourself up for failure." It's almost like that is really true in your work relationship.
Yeah.
Like, don't do too much right away.
For me, a couple of things come to mind. One is I wish
I... But do.
Yeah. One is I wish, especially not knowing back then that I would still be single now, I wish I would have invested more in quality friendships, in people, you know, I think I was very much a time and place friendship kind of person. I had my college friends, I had my singles group friends, I had my, you know, first place I live friends, and all of them were just kind of an inch to three deep, you know. So really learning how to do friendship well, how to stand by people, how to get good mentors, how to do that, I think that would have been valuable. And kind of in tandem with that, I know you guys are going to find this hard to believe because you think that just relationally I'm super amazing, which is true. But no, I wish I would have actively sought to gain more relational skills. So, I mean, up to the point of including like some hardcore counseling if I needed. I mean, I am just now discovering generational patterns in my family that I was completely blinded to and how they affected me. And I'm like, that's sad that for a decade later to start figuring that stuff out. I wish I had invested more time instead of just, you know, coasting kind of.
I will say when it came to some of the hard times that I had in my life in terms of having deep questions about my faith when I'd had a very strong faith prior, and then having questions about my career or whatever else that might have been, having some of those intergenerational relationships was very helpful for me. Having somebody who'd walked ahead in terms of finances, someone in their 60s who is already retired, but then also somebody who maybe they're just in the thick of it and I just need the perspective changer to say, wow, Ashley, do you not understand? You're blessed beyond compare. Mm-hmm. So having just the different perspectives speak into my life was probably one of the greatest assets I had.
Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm. All right, you guys. Well, again, we have to cut the conversation short. There's so much more to be said. And I would love for all of you all to hop over to the blog and weigh in with your thoughts, especially those of you who are out of your 20s now, who have some insight and wisdom to share. Please put that out there. What are the things that you just feel like you spent too much time on in your 20s, you obsessed about whatever and they were worthless, or things that you wish you had known, or things that you had done or added kind of to your experience there that would have been helpful to you now. Great thoughts, you guys. Thanks.